Adults with developmental disabilities at a residential facility in Manoway are composing music. They've found a means of creative expression thanks to the student musicians who've been helping them. We have the story in today's State of the Arts.
The one with the waggly. Good job, Zach. That's one of his favorite songs.
Zach is confined to a wheelchair. Like many of the 128 people with developmental disabilities receiving services at the Hattie Larlem Center, he needs 24-hour intensive medical care. But his joyous reaction to music shows he needs it, too.
He really tunes in when he hears music that he recognizes.
That's Sarah Wyrick, who majored in music at Hiram College. She's given Zach and others like him a special gift, a way to convey what they feel. For Wyrick, it's been a calling.
My passion throughout music school was bringing music to these groups that otherwise maybe would not have access to it.
Today, she plays a key role in Hattie Larlem's creative arts program. Hattie spokeswoman Tanya Santos says the program gives residents something many of us take for granted.
The opportunity to express themselves creatively. We're able to do that not only through our music program, but also through painting and sculpting and videography and photography.
To help the composers in the creative arts program, Sarah Wyrick acts as a tracker.
Like a blind person might need a seeing eye dog, artists with disabilities need a tracker. But just like a dog doesn't tell the blind person where to go, we do not tell the artist where to go. We just help them get there.
The interaction's often therapeutic, but with no set outcomes, as in music therapy, a tracker's work is more like art for art's sake.
We're not therapists and we're not educators. We're really just artists assisting other artists.
Wyrick designed a pilot project last fall to bring her alma mater into her new life's work. Since December, two Hiram students have been helping three Hattie Larlem residents with their original compositions. They work together in several different ways, including the use of computer-aided devices. Zach, however, is old school. He composes at the keyboard.
Can you show her how you play? Good job, Zach.
He plays whatever he feels, and Wyrick tracks it.
Oh. Was that close?
The composing process is different for Jessica because she can't talk.
Is it okay if I tell them about how you compose some music? So Jessica just turned her head to the left, which is her yes signal.
Sarah helps Jessica make her musical decisions with the aid of a machine called a quintet.
If I can get this plugged in.
It's a mini synthesizer with song phrases pre-programmed into it and chords dangling out of it attached to red, yellow, blue, purple, and green buttons. Signaling by tilting her head, Jessica chooses which buttons get pushed in which order.
So that's what it sounds like with that green button at the end. Do you like how that sounds?
Jessica turns her head left. She does like it. Using the same assistive music technology, Hiram sophomore Meredith Golias helped Jessica compose this tune.
Even though Jessica isn't verbal, even though it was a challenge, it was still amazing to see. They can still express everything that they feel.
This is Mark's song. Mark sports a perpetual smile, but Sarah Wyrick says he really came alive when this was played at a recital at Hiram. So did the other Hattie's composers when they heard their pieces performed.
You could just tell they recognized it. It was their music.
The guitar piece required many months of work. Mark, like Jessica, is nonverbal. Hiram senior Colin Davis was Mark's tracker.
I would normally just play notes within a chord. He would just make the decision what he wanted to play.
What did you think of his decisions?
A lot of them were very unique, but when it came together, he was just completely ecstatic. I was very proud for him.
Hattie Larlem spokeswoman Tanya Santos says Colin gave Mark a chance to be creative and included.
To connect with our community. We're connecting them with these students, and they're now playing a greater role in our community through their music and showing people what they can do.
That's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.